On the live line with us this morning is David Siders. He is part of the duo with Carla Baranucci, writing the California Playbook version of Politico. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Very nice to have you here this morning. Now, you wrote an article all about the possible primary change for California, and it sounds like it could be good for some people, politicians, I mean, and not so good for others.
Well, it'll definitely be good for politicians and political consultants, or, you know, we should qualify that. Some politicians, I think. There's a kind of candidate who probably is advantaged in a state like California, and that's a candidate who can play on in many large media markets and in a very large, diverse state.
David, as you know, California has moved the voting time five times since 1992. The date has bounced between June, March, and February. What do we know? Anytime we move this, does it make a world of difference?
Well, the history is that it hasn't. And so people should be rightfully skeptical that there would be a huge difference this time. What might be different, though, is that the field of Democratic candidates seems to be more wide open this time. So that's a possible difference. This may very well be like 2008, where California moves up, but so do 20 other states. And so the effect of having an early primary is diluted. So that's certainly a possibility. I think that even if it's earlier and other states are early, while California might not be the only game in town, it's more likely to be relevant than in June.
It sounds like Kamala Harris might be happy about this, and maybe the mayor of L.A. too.
Maybe. You know, neither one of those people have said they're going to run, but they're certainly, I think, making the moves that they're at least prospective candidates, and that they would have a hometown advantage here, you'd have to think. Although, you know, it must be said that the primary, even an earlier primary, it would still come after Nevada, New Hampshire, Iowa, the early four states. They can't limp out of there with some terrible showing and expect to do well in California, simply because it's not like they're California brands. I mean, if you look at name ID on either of those people in California, it's not particularly big. They'd still have a lot of work to do here.
David, California is kind of expensive. I know it's a secret nobody knows about. Like, it costs a couple of bucks to run a campaign in Iowa, but California is really big and really expensive, so who can actually run a campaign in California?
Well, it would be somebody who can raise money early. So, I mean, that's the obvious answer. But it would be a candidate who's not one of these, you know, probably small, underfunded candidates. Be somebody who can raise a lot of cash. The other thing to think about is that it will be interesting to see how candidates approach California if it's early. It's a proportional state, so a candidate can look at California and decide, well, I'm not going to play in the Los Angeles media market and give up, you know, a huge number of delegates there, but instead focus a campaign, on delegates in the Central Valley or up on the North Coast, some less expensive places to play.
So an interesting turn of event last night in Berkeley, now the police there are going to be allowed to use pepper spray on violent people in crowds. That was a city council vote. Conservative radio host Ben Shapiro scheduled to speak tomorrow night at UC Berkeley, and a trio of conservatives expected to be there later this month, including Milo Yiannopoulos and Coulter Steve Bannon, too. Do you think that'll happen?
I don't know. My colleague Carla was reporting yesterday that seems to be at least in doubt. I think that the university says they don't have the right information from the organizers, and there does seem to be some uncertainty about whether that comes together or not.
But it's free speech week. Come on!
You may have seen the poll about how California Democrats feel about free speech just out this morning. It's interesting where we are in this time, right? How people view these events, I think.
Yes, it is. David, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We will read you on the California Playbook.
Thank you.
That's David Siders from Politico.